Hello. Hey guys. Hi. The Bachelor is on in the background. Or the Bachelorette. Hi. Happy Saturday. Puppies. My mom's dog is here. Say hi-yo. Say hi-yo. She's shy. Any drama? Yes. Yeah, so it was the final three. And then one of the guys sat her down and he's like, I need to tell you something. She's like, okay. And he's like, I know that you've opened up about your trauma and your past relationships and your boyfriends being unfaithful. And she's like, yeah. Yeah, it was really awful. And he's like, yeah. So I felt like you deserve to know that I've been unfaithful in a relationship before. And she's like, oh. Excuse me? She's like, oh. And he's like, yeah, but, yeah. And she's like, oh, well, was it, like, a long time ago? And he's like, well, it was my last relationship. And she had over 2 years in, blah, blah, blah. It was, like, recent. She's like, what? And she's like, was it once or multiple times? He's like, it was like multiple times over the span of 5 days. What was this man doing? Multiple times in 5 days? What the heck? And she's like, oh. And then she's like, he's like, she almost dealt with it. She was almost like, you know, are you like working on, like, what you do? Are you like working on things? And he's like, oh, well, I just, you know, I think it would be really hard, you know, if it's you, I can commit, but it's gonna be really hard, like, every time I'm out with my boys to, like, hold myself back and blah, blah, blah. She's like, what? She said of hope. He's like, yeah, it's just gonna be a bit of a challenge for me. I think it's gonna be really hard. Okay, but don't go on a show to get married, dude. It was wild. It's crazy. But now it's the Men Tell All episode, which is when they take all the people that got kicked off the show and make them talk to each other. There's drama. And the next episode is the final two. Yeah, final two. There was another drama. The same guy that was like, say he cheated on people or whatever. He's like, she almost like let it slide. She's like, hey, you're like working on yourself, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, you know, I just need you to be like all in. And he said, this was like it was the final three. And this show's crazy. And the final three, when they get to the final three, they send them on like overnight dates or whatever. Which you can assume, you know, what usually happens during that. And so, like, this is having dinner before, like, that's supposed to happen. Before they're supposed to go away for the night. This is when this is all happening. And then she's like, yeah, I just really need to, like, make sure you, like, you're ready to come in, be all in. And he's like, well, you know, I know that I won't cheat if I'm, like, all in with you and you're all in with me. And in my heart, there's not a single doubt. There's not a single doubt that it's you. But in my mind, there is that doubt. And I think it's all going to depend on tonight. It's all going to depend on tonight. I need to see more from you. I need to see more from you. And I'm like, is this dude saying, like, yeah, I could cheat on you if, like, the stuff goes well, if you know what I mean. And me and my mom are like, what? Send him home. She did. She sent him home. She was like, that was crazy. I can't believe he said that. She's like, that was crazy. So, yeah, he was not great. That was the big drama from the episode I watched. But I want to watch something else. I want to watch Halloween stuff is what I want to watch. I don't know. I'm in one of those moods where I want to do, like, a billion different things. Like, I want to watch a Halloween movie, and I want to listen to music, and I want to look at my Halloween decorations, even though I can't do anything with them. I want to go for a walk, but I'm not going to because it's the middle of the night. I want to do a billion things. Hello, mister. Hello, Mr. Cat. It's Mr. Boy. It's a Mr. Boy. What? I'm being attacked. If the snacks isn't good, I'm cheating. That's pretty much what he said. That's pretty much what he said.
Hey, girl, want to get cheated on?
Yeah, that's pretty much what he said. Watch Game 3 of Horror Games. Well, I don't really, I guess I don't watch people play horror games very often. I usually just play myself, but I don't have any way to play games here. I really wanted to play games and stream earlier today, but I wasn't home. I was not home. What kind of decorations did I get? Oh my gosh, when we do stream, I want to show you guys everything I got. Well, I guess I can show you guys pictures, like, on stream, but I got a lot of things. Oh, I wish I could stream! I want to show you guys. I want to show you guys pictures of them. I got a lot of stuff. I got some decorations. I got a little, like, ghost, light-up ghost. Like, you could put little, like, tea candle lights in it. Old ghosties. And I got a trick-or-treat shirt, like a flannel button-up shirt from the trick-or-treat movie, and it has the little scarecrow guy. It has little Sam on the patches. It's really cute. I got my Georgie purse. I got some Hocus Pocus potion bottles. I got two little bat wall decorations. They're really cute. I don't know how to describe them. I got a Killer Clowns bag. I got a, oh my gosh, I got a ghost face. It's like a throw blanket, and it has a ghost face on it, and he like has his hand up like a phone, and it says call me. I thought that was funny. So I got that. What else did I get? Oh, you know what, guys, I'm just gonna go grab my stuff and then I won't miss anything. Hold on. Through my bag. I got my jacket. I already told you. Because I'm looking at it. It's so cute. It has a little, the zipper has a little, like, chain. Like a little balloon. And it says, time to float. I'm excited for you. And then I got this, it's a little, like, frame poster thing. And it's from the Trick or Treat movie. It has Sam on it. It says, Rules of Halloween. Because the movie is, like, it's, like, an anthology with, like, five different stories in it. And they, like, these people get, like, murdered or whatever happens to them because they broke the Halloween rules. So I have a list of the Halloween rules from the movie. They are, 1, wear a costume. 2, hand out treats. 3, never blow out a jack-o'-lantern. And 4, always check your candy. So I got the Halloween rules to hang up on the wall. These are my bat things. They're like little metal. It's hard to explain. There's like little cute like metal diamond shape with the bat in the center. I got 2 of them because I thought it'd be cute to put like two of them and then like a mirror in the middle or something. There's my Killer Clowns bag that I got. And then I got purple. Okay, there's my ghost face. blanket. The little ghost statue thing is really cute. I'll have to show you guys pictures too, because I can't explain some of this stuff very well. The flannel. We'll do that. The potions. Okay, I think that's everything. That's everything I got. There were a couple things I was like on the fence about that I ended up not getting. But we'll see. I'll have to set everything up and then see if I need more stuff to make it look cute. We'll see how much space is left. There are some things I still need to get. I still need to get a doormat and then something to go on my door. And then I need at least two. Like candlestick holders for my, because I got some cool candlesticks. One of them is like gold skulls, and the other ones are just black. But then when you light them, it looks like they're bleeding, like it's red inside. So I need candlestick holders for those. Those are the only things left, I think, to get. We'll see. But I need to go back to Home Goods too, because they have cute throw pillows, but when I went, there were none. They didn't have any out. I went too early last month. You don't need those. You want those. No. Those are essential to the decorating, okay? I gotta look spooky outside, too. I only have one outside decoration so far. But it has to be stuff that, like, goes on my doorstep, not because I don't have a yard. Make a fall wreath out of pretty fall leaves. I could. I mean, I don't want to put anything scary outside because then kids won't want to trick-or-treat at my house. So I'm going to get, like, cuter stuff outside. But I looked at all the animatronics. The Killer Clowns one was huge. But there are some, like, that jump scared me. Like, I press the button, and I know that it's going to, like, move. But sometimes it just moves a little bit, and then it, like, jumps. And so, like, twice, I was like, shut up. What are you growling at? He's not doing anything to you. Stop it. Be nice. She's a grumpy old lady. Stop it. Leave him alone. She's grumpy. Did Mama Itza pick anything up? I don't think she did. No. She has some fall stuff. Last time we went shopping, she got some fall stuff. But she doesn't really do Halloween stuff at all. She only does fall stuff. So there wasn't much for her at the Halloween store. Wait, she got some stuff from, like, Target. I did, too. I got this cute little, like, bat cage thingy. Like, a little... I don't know how to explain it. I just have to find pictures of the stuff I got. They're hard to explain. I don't know how to explain decorations. But no, she doesn't do any Halloween stuff. She saw some cool, like, costume stuff, though. I don't know what she's going to be for Halloween. I don't know. But, yeah, I was talking to a lady because I was asking her. I couldn't find the Jordy purse at first. And she was like, you need anything? I was like, actually, do you have the Jordy purse? And she was like, oh. And she went and looked, and she was like, we're all out. But then I found one later. But she was like, yeah, Killer Clowns has been just really popular this year. I don't know why. She was like, I mean... Yeah, not that it's a bad thing, but it's just, like, out of nowhere, it's super big. I'm like, let's go! I'm so happy that it's popular now, because then I can see more Killer Clown stuff. I'm really excited that it's, like, coming back, and people are watching it, because then I get to look at cool stuff in the store. Bat cage is very important. Well, it's not, like, an actual cage. It's, like, a little centerpiece thing. You can put something, it's, like, a metal, like, it almost looks like a bird cage. But it's, like, small. But you can lift up and, like, put something inside of it. And it has a little bat on top. It's cute. I'll show you guys later. I feel like I don't describe these things well, and it just sounds wacky, but it's actually really cute. So. I'll have to prove it later. But, yeah. Lots of shopping. It was fun. Now I'm sleeping at my mom's house because I have to be back here in the morning because I'm getting brunch with my friends in the morning, and I didn't want to have to drive all the way back in the morning. So I'm sleeping here, if I can sleep soon. I was tired earlier. I almost nodded off while I was watching The Bachelorette, but then I ate dinner, and then it woke me up. So I'm awake again. Hopefully I'll be tired enough to fall asleep by like midnight or something. But I don't know. We'll see. I didn't let myself take a nap because